This is Alicia, and welcome to the College Life Podcast.
I am super passionate about education, personal development, growth, and bringing out the best in every college student. This podcast will help motivate you, empower you, and bring you clarity and confidence in who you are, in your purpose, and help you take action toward a life you love. Don't wait until you graduate to live your best life. Let's start now. Welcome to the College Life Podcast. It's Alicia here, and today we are going to be talking about when to double major or when adding a minor is the right and the wrong choice for you. This has been coming up a lot in my work with students, so I'm really excited to talk about this today. But before we do, I just want to let you know that it is officially summer on my end. I hope that is officially summer on your end as well. And so I will be updating podcasts once every 2 weeks. So definitely keep on the lookout for the podcast episodes, but I'm just going to dial it back a little bit this summer. But don't worry, I am going to be interviewing amazing people. So get excited for the fall semester because I'm going to have some amazing guests this summer that I'm going to be interviewing, and I am super excited to share those with you. For today, we're going to talk about when double majoring and adding a minor is the right and the wrong choice for you. So I just wanted to share a quick story, and I worked with a sophomore this semester, and they asked me if they should double major in sociology and political science. Well, first off, I typically don't tell students what to do or not to do. And I think that's just a great approach for me because I am not you and I'm not living your life, right? So I talked with this student a lot about kind of what their interests were, what their goals were, what they were kind of thinking long term. And I actually knew this student pretty well. So I was able to ask some deeper questions because I already knew them and I already kind of knew what they wanted to do long term. So I just asked a lot of questions and really just like dove to the heart. And actually, they ended up choosing not to double major. And that wasn't because of me. I wasn't trying to dissuade them from doing that or persuade them to do it. But I really just encouraged them to really think through why they were making the decision. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today. So before I continue, I want you to know that this episode is, and also just this podcast in general, it's not here to tell you what to do or what to think. It's actually here to get you to think, critically about your choices so that you can make informed decisions for you. Most of your life, you have been told what to do. You've been told where you should go to college and what you should do long term and when to be home. And you've just been told what to do when. And that's not the case anymore. You get to decide your life, and it starts in college. So I'm just going to give you a couple things to think about when you're kind of making this decision and trying to figure this out for yourself. So some reasons why you might want to actually add a double or add a major or add a minor is because you want to. That's it. Because you want to. And if you really want that, then you get to do that. The second thing is because it's just interesting to you. That's a great reason to actually add a double major or a minor because you really enjoy learning about these two or three topics. And so then you narrow it down to those two in double major or do a major and a minor together. And that's a great way to kind of get something that you're interested in while you're in college. Another thing is because you couldn't get into the major that you actually wanted. So I work with a lot of students who actually couldn't get into, let's say, the College of Business. And since they couldn't get into the College of Business, they really want to major in something else and then minor in business. And that's a great way to actually get some of that content that you really want to learn while also majoring in something else because you couldn't get into that major. When I was in college, I tried to get into the elementary education program, and I didn't get into that, but they put me into early childhood education because I wanted to teach kindergarten, and that was available in either of those. I would have been able to teach kindergarten, so they put me in early childhood, and I actually just wasn't interested in it, so I ended up completely changing my major, but I'm really happy that I did. So that wouldn't have worked for me, but I ended up actually minoring in education because I had taken all those classes. So it ended up working out for me. So some things to think about that I would say are red flags for me And this is just based on what I've seen with students. They end up wasting their money or the time is because they end up wanting to do a major or a double major or a minor because they think it will look good. First off, who told you that it would look good? And what the hell does that even mean? I literally hear this all the time. And then I ask the question, who told you it would look good? Oh, your mom or your dad. And they are valuable people and what they say is valuable. But you really have to think through, like, is that actually true? Will it actually look good? And according to who? The person who is going to hire you one day? Who is it going to look good for? Grad school? You just have to ask yourself these questions. A lot of times we just create this narrative in our head. And again, they might not be true. So you want to dive into that. Another kind of red flag for me when you're kind of thinking about adding another major or a minor is if you tell me that your friend's doing it, so you kind of want to do it too. Yo, your friend is not you. Your friend is not you. So you get to make that decision, of course, but it's just a red flag, okay? You really want to do something that you're actually interested in and it's going to make sense for you. And another red flag for me is when somebody tells me that they want to add another major, but it's going to take them longer in college. And this also means that they're going to be taking more classes every semester. So they're going to have less time to actually gain experience. It's just something to consider. Experience matters so much today and in our world today. So you really want to think through what kind of experiences that you're actually getting over like a major or a minor. So again, those are just some red flags that you want to consider and think about. A couple other things to consider is that sometimes a double major is super easy to do, and sometimes it is really, really, really hard. So you just have to ask a lot of questions to understand your specific situation. And an academic advisor is a great person to start with this. Some other things to consider is how much time is this actually going to take you? Is this going to take you the same amount of time that it would to graduate, taking 120 credits? Or is it actually going to take you 150 credits, which is going to be another year in college? So think about definitely how much time this is actually going to take you. Consider what classes you actually would be taking. Are these going to be interesting to you? Or do you actually want to take these classes? Or are they going to bring down your GPA? Because you're just doing it because it's going to look good. So really consider the classes that the minor actually entails or that the major actually entails. You also want to consider your goals. Hello, did you think I was going to do a whole podcast without talking about this? Of course not, because goals are really important in college. So how is this minor or this major going to help you reach your goals? Is it going to help you develop skills or knowledge? Is it going to help you build your network? Is it going to help you what? What is it going to help you to do? So that is really important to consider when you are thinking about adding a double major or a minor. So as I said in the beginning of this episode, you get to make your own decisions. And I just want to encourage you to really look at your options, do your research, and ask a lot of questions before you make this decision. So many people come into my office and they're just like, well, I've just been thinking about this. I'm probably just going to double major in this. And okay, just because your friend is double majoring and double minoring and all of these things doesn't mean that it's the right thing to do for you. Just because your friend is double majoring and double minoring and all of these things does not mean that it is right for you. You really have to consider time, money, what classes you're taking, what your goals are, and what you really want. What do you want out of your college experience? Who do you want to become? And how is this double major or minor going to help you get there? Again, really look at all your options, do your research, and ask a lot of questions before you make this decision. I hope that this episode was helpful for you. If you enjoyed it, please, please share it with a friend. Also, reach out to me on Instagram if you have any questions. I would love to answer them on this podcast. Let me know if you would also want to share your story on the podcast. Even if you are in the midst of something and you're not really sure what to do next, I'd love to help you with that even on the podcast as well. So please reach out to me. I would love to connect with you on my Instagram at The College Life Coach and at my email account, which is thecollegelifecoach@gmail.com. Again, thank you so much for listening to the College Life Podcast. I appreciate you and I will catch you in the next one. Have an excellent week.